Runaway by Wendolyn Van Dranen. May 17th, page 1. It's cold, it's late, I'm trapped in here, trying to sleep under the sorry excuse for a blanket, and I've just got to tell you, you don't know squat. You think you know what I'm going through, you think you know how I can cope, but you're just like everybody else, clueless. Writing, poetry, learning to express myself, it'll help you turn the page, Holly. Just try it. Well, I'm trying it, see? And is it making me feel better? No. Giving me this journal was a totally lame thing to do. You think writing will get me out of here? You think words will make me forget about the past? Get real, Ms. Leone. Words can't fix my life. Words can't give me a family. Words can't do jack. You may be a teacher, Ms. Leone, but face it, you don't know squat. May 19th. Oh, you really took the cake today. Put your most embarrassing experience in the form of a cinquain poem. What did you expect me to do? Write the truth? I knew you'd read them out loud, and you did. How do you spell idiot? I spell it L-E-O-N-E. Did you like my little poem about spilling my milk in a restaurant? Stupid, I know, so give me an F. See if I care. Like I can even remember ever being in a real restaurant. You want a cinquain poem about a most embarrassing moment that actually happened to me? Okay, here you go. Prisoner, chained outside, shivering, huddling, sobbing, naked in the rain, alone. Oh yeah, that makes me feel so much better. May 20th. My mom died 2 years ago today. I'd been scamming food. She'd been shooting up. I miss her. More than I have tears to cry, I miss her. May 20th again. You want to know why I was crying at recess? That cat, Camille, is why. She called me a homeless freak. Told me I had a face only my mother could love. Normally, I would have told her to eat dirt and die. But today I just couldn't take it. I didn't tell you because I knew you wouldn't believe me. Everyone knows she's your favorite. Ms. Leone, do you need some help? Ms. Leone, do you want me to pass those out? Oh, Ms. Leone, you look so pretty today. Adopt her, why don't you? Oh, that's right. She already has two parents. May 20th, again. When they moved me in with the Benders,